The health and safety issues were very much in terms of both the water quality and the water temperature because of the substantial leaks. The original lining was installed in 2018, and I believe that the DOI have reached out to the original installer. They are responsible often for the upkeep, and so I'll certainly have a chat with them about the routine maintenance. But what has come about after this episode is some quite substantial work to the surrounds of the pool, which revealed a number of leaks, and those have been repaired. I apologise to those users of the pool, particularly the private users of the pool, for it not being in operation, but we will try to bring this to a conclusion as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'm getting to think we might have another flume situation on our hands. What I'm concerned about, Minister, is that the job has been carried out. It's clearly not been fit for purpose. There's been a health and safety issue, and I'd like to understand whether there was any children injured, and also you've then confirmed that there possibly was a water quality issue. Has the maintenance, since it's been a centralised service, deteriorated? Thank you, Mr Speaker.
Minister to reply.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. I thank the Honourable Member for her follow-on questions. If I can just reassure her that no children have been injured. As I've already stated, Mr Speaker, the health and safety concerns were due to leakages from the pool, which affected the temperature and the water quality. And that is why the pool was closed at an early stage to try to prevent any risk to the users of the pool.